Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, boys and girls. I just want to say a special hello to James and Levi. I'm so glad you're spending time with Jesus. You can make him your best friend starting here. I hope you enjoy our program and sing with us today. Do you know why hearing stories and memory verses from the Bible is so important? Because it is the book that teaches us how to say no to sin, no to doing bad, and yes to God who loves us even more than our family does. That's a lot of love. Let's sing the B-I-B-L-E. That spells Bible.
The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
The next song we're going to sing is In the Forest. Have you been through a forest? It's so fun. Look around at all the things God has made. Let's sing together.
In the forest we can see many things God made for me. Trees and flowers, birdies too.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am a high place you might like to hike. I can be pointy. Sometimes I have snow at the top, and I'm bigger than a hill. What am I?
Mountains.
I'm a mountain. I'm a place that has lots of trees. Animals like deer, bears, squirrels, foxes, and raccoons live here. What am I?
Forest.
I'm a forest. Last one. I am in the sky. Airplanes fly through me. Rain falls from me when I'm dark gray. I am white and fluffy on a sunny day. What am I?
Clouds.
Clouds. These three things all reach up to high places. God made high mountains, tall trees in the forest, and the clouds to float above us. Our story today is about how Jesus can help us to be high above sin and say no to doing things that make God sad. Heavenly Father, please teach us more about how to say no to Satan and yes to you as we hear our Bible story. In Jesus' name, amen. When Jesus was little, he loved hearing Bible stories and learning his memory verses. Satan was always trying to get Jesus to do bad things. But every time Satan tempted Jesus, Jesus answered with words from the Bible. Jesus was showing that even little children can love and obey God. How about you? One day, when Jesus had grown up to be a man, it was time to tell people why he had come to our world. People needed to know that Jesus had come from heaven to help them to be safe from Satan. Jesus said goodbye to his family. After walking to the Jordan River, he was baptized by John. Next, Jesus went to a quiet and lonely place where he could think and pray. That's nice to have a quiet place. Maybe it's on your bed in your room. Maybe it's outside in your sandbox, but a place where you can talk to God through prayer. Jesus didn't eat any food while he stayed in that lonely place. He became tired. He became weak. But did he worry? Oh no. His Father in heaven would give him food at the right time. He just wanted to focus on talking to his Father God. Then Satan came to Jesus. What do you think he was going to have him do? Well, Satan tried very, very hard to get Jesus to do wrong. But could he get him to do wrong? No, he couldn't. Each time Jesus thought of words he had learned in his Bible scroll, and each time he told Satan, no. The angels from heaven helped Jesus. They brought food for Jesus and talked to him. Soon Jesus felt much better, and he was ready to start his great work of salvation. Is it important to know God's word? Yes, it is. Learning God's word, the Bible, can help us to say no to Satan. When we learn memory verses, we are putting God's word into our minds. So keep practicing your memory verse and keep learning the memory verse song, and it'll help you say yes to Jesus. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Matthew 4:10. You shall worship the Lord your God. When we say, you shall worship, you can make your hands look like you're praying, or you can kind of bow down at your waist like you're worshiping something. And then who do we worship? That's right, the Lord your God. Point up to heaven. You shall worship the Lord your God. Matthew 4:10. Let's say it together. You shall worship.
You shall worship.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Your God.
Your Lord.
Matthew 4.
Matthew 4.
10.
10.
Let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saying no to Satan.
Saying no to Satan.
Help us always say no.
Always say no to Satan.
When he tempts us to be bad.
When he tempts us to be bad.
We love you.
We love you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Join us for our closing song.
It is written. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
Brought to us by The Home Place. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.